Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquet. Let's get into the episode. So welcome back, you guys. I am really excited about this topic for today because y'all know that passive income makes me very happy. As a wife, as a mother, you know, my schedule gets very busy, which I'm sure is something that a lot of you guys can relate to. So when I started my business, Paid at Home Moms, instantly people were asking me a lot of questions about passive income streams. And I realized that there was a lot of misconception out there. There's a lot of people that think that really to get started with passive income, you need to have like $5,000, $10,000, even $20,000 sitting around somewhere. And y'all, that's so not true. I'm going to share with y'all in today's video, three passive income streams that you can invest in for less than $500. Now, let me just give y'all like a little disclaimer. I am not sharing things with you guys that I don't do. These are things that I am actively involved in. These are things that are actively generating me passive income as I record this video. So get out your notepads and get really excited, girl, because I'm about to get your whole life and your whole bank account together, okay, with these passive income streams. So let's get right into it. So number one is going to be real estate. Now, I know you guys are like, Raven, you need a down payment, you need closing costs. You got to have a certain credit score. You got to have all of your papers in order if you're a business owner in order to obtain a mortgage. I know that y'all are like, this is not possible. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. But there are so many different resources out there that will enable you to buy shares in real estate, that will enable you to invest in real estate even for as low as $100. If you go and click on the link in the notes section, I'm going to be sharing with you guys one of the ones that I used when I first got my start investing into real estate. My portfolio is constantly growing. So I'm really excited for you guys to tap into this one. It's real estate investing. And one of my favorite resources that I use to invest in real estate for a low price is called Fundrise. Again, it's called Fundrise. And the link is going to be below in the notes section of this video. So now that you got your real estate on and popping, let's get to the next passive income stream that I love so much, and you can start it for the low. Digital products, you guys. Y'all know I am like a digital product queen. My very first passive income stream was actually an ebook that was called The Entrepreneur Starter Kit. When I left my 9-to-5 in 2011, a lot of people came to me and were like, how did you start a business? How did you incorporate? How did you do this? How did you get your first customer? How did you start making sales? How did you start marketing your business? And it got to the point that me as just one person could not get on the phone with everybody. I couldn't go and meet everybody for lunch and share with them what I was doing. So I put together a resource called the Entrepreneur Starter Kit. And I believe when I started selling it at about $39. And so by the time the end of the year came in 2013, I believe it was when I finally put that together, I had sold over $50,000 just from that digital product, you guys. But let me tell y'all, it gets better. It only took me 90 minutes to create this digital product resource. So imagine taking 90 minutes to create something that you only create one time. You're not having to go back to it and keep editing it. And you set it up in a system that automatically sends it out to people that purchase it. And the money is basically just rolling in. This was even before like the Canva days, y'all, in 2013. So I literally went on Microsoft Word and created this. I got somebody to design me like a little cover. I think I might have paid like $50 or something like that for them to design me a cover. I set up an account on MailChimp. I had another account, I believe it was called SamCart, where people could go and actually purchase the product and put all of my systems together. And boom, it was on autopilot and going out to everybody. So digital products is my all-time favorite form of passive income because I feel like that one you can get the most bang, not just for your buck, but really the most bang for your time because you literally only are working on it one time and then you go and put it on sale and it can make you money forever pretty much. So I love digital products. That's going to be the second passive income stream that we talk about today. So lastly, for a passive income stream that you can start for less than $500, y'all, you have to get into the stock market. That is something that I wish that I started investing in a lot sooner. Now, I know that y'all probably have the same mindset that I had when I first got into the stock market. I don't know anything about stocks. I don't have time to research these companies. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's going on. I'm not good at finance. I'm not good at numbers. There's all these things that we allow to come in our minds and stop us from getting to the passive income. But let me tell y'all, you don't have to know everything about stocks. What you can do is pick 2 to 3 companies that you are well-versed in, and they're going to be really great companies to hold for the long term. I'm going to give y'all some examples right now. Shopify is one of the companies that is in my long-term portfolio. What I love about Shopify is that it's still a growing company. If y'all don't know what Shopify is, it's a platform that people use to host their e-commerce stores. My website, shopondi.com, is actually hosted on Shopify. So if you go to the site and you're shopping, you're literally utilizing Shopify. Probably 95% of the businesses that you shop on, their website is on Shopify. So Shopify continues to grow as a company. And also, they're going to be doing a stock split pretty soon. I believe it's a 5-to-1 stock split. So what that means is that if you own just 1 share of Shopify, your 1 share is going to turn into 5 shares in Shopify. So that's an excellent time to get into the market. As I record this video, the stock market is kind of like down a little bit right now. But I'm telling y'all, when the market is down, baby, that's when I am shopping. Because you know that it is going to come back up. So if you are not into the stock market, I'm telling you that you are leaving a ton of passive income on the table. It's literally just only room for the stock market to continue to grow. So Shopify is one of my favorite stocks to hold on to long term. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly. Another one of my favorite stocks to hold on to long term, especially for passive income, is going to be Tesla. Now, let me tell y'all, a lot of people are not the biggest fan of Elon Musk. You know, he says whatever he wants on Twitter. You know, he goes and buys up companies and fires the people and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But if you're looking at the news, you know that there are a lot of different states that are talking about switching over within the next, some of them as early as the next 3 to 5 years, to all electric cars. So what does that tell you about the value of Tesla? Of course, there are other car companies that have electric cars. I know Volvo has some. I know Toyota has had hybrid vehicles for a very long time and things like that. But y'all, nobody is doing it like Tesla. Nobody is doing it like Tesla. And especially like in the entrepreneur world, it's kind of becoming like a rite of passage almost, like to own a Tesla. So the stock is not going to do anything but go up, y'all. And right now, as I record this video, I believe that Tesla's stock is like around like 800 and something, you know, dollars. But here's the thing. I know y'all are like, Raven, how am I going to buy this $800 stock? And you told me that I could invest for less than $500. Depending on what stock platform you are using, you can buy fractional shares. I know Fidelity allows you to buy fractional shares. Robinhood allows you to buy fractional shares. There's so many different outlets that allow you to buy fractional shares. I know some of the ones that do not allow you to buy fractional shares. I think TD Ameritrade doesn't allow you to buy fractional shares. Merrill Lynch, if you have like Bank of America accounts and you like to host your stocks through Merrill, they don't allow fractional shares. But there are tons and tons and tons of brokers that will allow you to buy fractional shares. So I'm telling y'all, real estate, digital products, getting invested in the stock market, you want to start as quickly as possible, y'all. Do not be that person that is having to show up to make your money. If it's one thing that we should have all learned from the pandemic, y'all, events were getting canceled, people were getting laid off, all kind of stuff. And what I love about these passive income streams that I've shared is that you don't even have to be an entrepreneur to do these. I know some of y'all are probably like, well, digital products, what would I sell? What would I talk about? Well, are you the person in the family that everybody is just going crazy over your mac and cheese? Everybody is loving your sweet potato pie? Put that in an ebook, put that in some type of digital resource and sell that. There are tons of people on Instagram that I see all the time making their little cooking reels and things like that. And they'll say, click the link in my bio and get this recipe for $1. Click the link in my bio and get this recipe for $5. I don't know about y'all, but I done downloaded a lot of $5 recipes that's making my husband a very happy man. So there is room for everybody in the digital product space. There's room for everybody in the real estate space, even if you are not a millionaire. Y'all, 86% of millionaires have obtained their millions through real estate. So that should tell you something. That should tell you that you don't want to be in that 14% of people that is out here not having any real estate money, not having any footing in the real estate game. So use Fundrise, click on the link below, and you can start investing now for less than $500. And of course, you know, we cannot forget about talking about the stock market. Y'all, I read a story, was it probably 2 to 3 weeks ago on Instagram? And it was a guy who years ago, when Amazon first came out, he purchased, I believe it was like $150,000 worth of shares in Amazon. Ask me how much that is worth now. In the very beginning, this man is literally a crazy multimillionaire just from those shares that he purchased in the very beginning when people still were not believing in it, when people still were like, what is this? You know, we're not sure. You know, we don't really know. Shopify, I'm not saying that, you know, the stock is going to one day get to where Amazon is because, you know, we don't necessarily know. But what we do know is that there are no other e-commerce platforms that really can compare to Shopify. What we do know about Tesla is that there are no other car companies that really can compare to Tesla in terms of what they're doing in the space of electric vehicles. So I'm telling y'all, jump in, get started on this passive income. Comment if you are already investing in real estate, if you're already investing in the stock market, if you already have your digital products, and talk to me. I want y'all to be happy. I don't want y'all to feel like you're always having to wake up and get out of the house and get dressed and go to work to make some money. I want y'all to be in happy marriages. I don't want y'all to be taken away from your marriages because you always got to work. And I don't want y'all to be missing time with your kids. Like, I'm telling y'all, passive income is something that you should look at with a sense of urgency because it is truly urgent that you are building passive income streams. Now, if you're looking for more passive income ideas, there is another link below to join me on my free webinar where I'm sharing a bunch of different passive income streams that you can start for less than $100. So meet me over there if you're looking for more passive income streams. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.